Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Howdy, welcome to Radio Headspace and a Tuesday. It's Dora. I don't know about you, but when it comes to the weekend, I am an all-or-nothing type of person. This past weekend, however, I was an overplanner. I scheduled dinner with a friend across town after work on Friday. I made plans to work out with a friend on Saturday morning, then meet someone else for brunch, and the list goes on. Finally, when I got to Sunday evening, I found myself doing chores getting ready for Monday and not actually feeling rested or prepared for the week ahead. It seems like every single time I think that I want to have a super relaxing weekend, before I know it, I've got plans morning to night. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm making plans just to know that I have plans. So often in life, the idea of doing nothing, like genuinely doing nothing, comes with a lot of negative connotations. My dad, for example, is always bragging that he was up early and doing this or the other. Or you hear people brag about how they were grinding all the way through the weekend. But I think there's something to be said for doing nothing. Italians call it il dolce far niente, or the sweetness of doing nothing. This is not an exaggeration. Doing nothing can be one of the sweetest things in the world. It can ultimately make you more productive, relaxed, and ready to cherish and savor the things you really want to do. In the past 2 years or so, I've been prioritizing solo travels. At first, I would plan everything. I wanted to make sure every moment wasn't going to waste. I thought I wanted a productive vacation. But a friend of mine challenged this thought when I told them I was going to Mallorca, Spain. It's always been a dream of mine to go, but it is a little pricey to fly over there. So I wanted to make sure every single second was accounted for. My friend had been there and said, "Listen, I know you have plans and want to make the most of everything, but one day, leave your hotel, bring your credit card, some cash, a business card with the address of your hotel on it, and just go. Just aimlessly wander around the entire day. Don't check reviews of the restaurants or anything like that. Just go with the flow." So I did. And by the way, I recognize that you can't do this everywhere and that some people need their phones on them. But in this situation, I didn't. I went into some incredible historical places like museums, baths, and churches. I ate some of the best paella I've ever had. And at the end of the day, I had some stories to tell. Precisely because I had no plan and no agenda. I just enjoyed il dolce far niente, the sweetness of nothing. And doing nothing doesn't mean just staring at a wall. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but it's more about moving in the moment, relaxing and just allowing things to unfold with zero expectations, which in and of itself is a tenet of mindfulness and meditation. Becoming familiar with doing nothing and realizing how freeing this is. We often believe a busy mind is a productive mind, or a busy life is a productive life. But it's those moments that we're present and connected to the flow and unfolding of life that we find a greater sense of meaning and fulfillment. Now, obviously, to do this, you don't need to fly to Mallorca, although I highly recommend it. But maybe take one day or weekend out of the month and try to do nothing. Pencil it in, put it in your calendar, let your friends and family know, tell people you're busy, and simply do nothing. If you end up wanting to call a friend to hang out, do it. If you feel like laying around in bed and finishing a book, do it. But I think you'll find that a lack of obligation in any way, shape, or form can be truly, deeply, and utterly satisfying. Sweet, if you will. Well, my friends, that's all for me today. As always, thank you for the time and presence, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.